Can you really help a kid who's committed murder? Rainey asked curiously. Sometimes. The younger the child is, the better the chances. Also, attachment disorder is a range. Some of the kids I've interviewed represented the extreme end of the spectrum. To put it in Sanders' terms, they are little freaking psychopaths. And I'll agree with him there. It's safer for us all to lock those ones up and throw away the key. Quincy smiled dryly at the state detective. Then his voice dropped. He appeared more somber. However, that's not the case for all of our teenage offenders. As we discussed before, Officer Connor, mass murderers are not homogeneous. Some of the school shooters were definitely more followers than leaders. They were troubled. They were vulnerable. They let themselves be manipulated into performing a violent act because they were hurt and disturbed and didn't know how to deal with that. They did what they did, but afterward, they also felt remorse and regret. I think these kids probably could be reformed. Given their ages, it seems a shame not to try. And if we're wrong and they kill again? Sanders quizzed. You gonna be the one visiting the family's home to tell them how your failed science experiment murdered their wife, sister, mother? You gonna be the one on TV trying to explain why we thought it was such a great idea to let a known killer loose on society? Quincy gave him a faint smile. It happens. Some of our most prolific serial killers, Kempner, for example, are graduates of the juvenile system. Killed young, were sentenced to rehabilitation, came of age, killed even more people. At times like this, I'm glad I don't have a kid, Sanders said. Quincy finally sighed. He set down his fork and seemed to lose interest once and for all in the salad. Things are becoming more complicated, he murmured. Do you know we're now using our serial killer profiling techniques in high schools? Rainey arched a brow. Sanders exclaimed more eloquently, You're shitting me. I shit you not, Detective. In the wake of the recent shootings, several school districts have implemented student profiling. School administrators have a checklist of suspicious behavior to use to evaluate each student's potential for violence. Things like animal cruelty, abusive language, writings containing graphic violence. A few of our agents are now teaching classes in behavioral science and psychological profiling to teachers.